B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Got out of town on a boat going to Southern Islands.
Let's go, Hardy. Yacht rock all
legit
day.
Legit yacht rock here right now. I mean, this is a song that deserves to be celebrated, yacht rock or not.
Listen, I'm on vacation in an hour, so.
You're on vacation in an hour? Oh, all right.
Be back next Thursday.
Wow. That's a real vacation.
Good for you, Jim. Hard worker, man.
Work hard, play hard.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, that's the best kind of vacation. Give yourself a short week on both ends. You know, honestly, the Monday through Friday vacation, highly overrated. I love a good, you know, Thursday to Wednesday type of vacation.
That's a good call, yeah.
So good.
Sneaky good.
Real good call.
All right, from Bloomberg, top chefs say you shouldn't grill these foods, especially burgers.
I already have a question.
Don't grill burgers.
Yeah.
Not one, not two, but three different chefs have told us, the Bloomberg people writing, to tell you to take those burgers off the coals immediately. Instead, put them on a griddle or plancha. I'm gonna just refer to it as the solid surface, where you won't lose any valuable fat or flavor to the flames below. A couple of years ago, Bloomberg reported on the Do Not Grill list, which included shish kebabs and flaky fish. Flaky fish, I get it. Shish kebabs, I don't get. You didn't listen, did you? Now other cooks have stepped forward to advise on even more foods you shouldn't grill, including items that are popular on restaurant menus, such as grilled lettuce and thick-cut bacon. But the big one? On the grill, do not grill list two, burgers. Here's the quote from Chef Gray Brooks. If you really want that grilled burger smell rolling out of your yard to entice your neighbors, who would want that?
I don't want my neighbors coming over.
Just keep one burger aside for the grill. It's a worthwhile sacrifice.
I can get down with the griddle. A hamburger cooked on a griddle. But that seems un-American.
You lose the juice down through the grates and onto, you know, whatever you're grilling, whether it's coals. Mm-hmm. I'm still a gas grill guy, which I know, you know, is frowned upon by serious grillers and barbecue people.
Please, you're fine. Come on, it's 2019.
I'm a gas griller.
Buddy. Yeah, you're fine.
And let me tell you something.
You're still a griller.
That has changed my grilling experience. Direct line to the house. No more propane tanks. Mm-hmm. Never have to worry about the tank running dry.
Isn't that nice?
Right? Just hooked right up. Okay? There is grilling all the time. And I understand that charcoal is preferable, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether it's gas. They're saying it doesn't matter whether it's charcoal. Brian Voltaggio, chef and owner.
You put his name to this. This was in an unnamed source. Sir.
Voltaggio Brothers Steakhouse, Washington, D.C. My brother Michael and I put burgers on our restaurant menus, but even at home, we keep them off the grill. We either use the solid surface or a heavy-duty pan to griddle them. The sear you get from the even cooking surface always gives you a perfectly juicy burger.
Man, you know, it's hard to argue with that. I'm not going to lie. Really hard to argue with that.
Isn't part of the best part of grilling, though, not having to clean up afterwards?
Well, you still got to clean the grill.
Yeah, not really. You leave the grease on there till next time, then you heat it up and you brush it off the next time.
I spend a lot of time cleaning my grill before and after. I give it two cleanings, essentially, before.
Every time you use it?
Every time I use it. I don't take it apart, but, I mean, I'm talking about...
That's like OCD.
Like a solid brush while it's still hot. I'll flip the grates and do the other side once they cool down before I cover the grill. And then I always preheat the grill, which I think we all do. I'll give it another brushing just on the cooking surface before I put the food down. It just...
You lose all the flavor there.
No, the flavor is underneath it from what drips down and the smoke comes up and... flavor. From
I've had the same grill pan to grill vegetables and I don't even bring it in. I leave it outside in the winter. It stays outside, inside the grill, inside the cabinet.
Here's the other.
I don't clean it. I haven't cleaned it in 10 years.
Okay. Well,
grilled vegetables.
Remind me never to eat grilled vegetables that you bring from home.
They heat up. I preheat the pan.
Okay.
Kills any of the bacteria.
Number one, gross. Number two, we have had not one, but two just this season. Mice, could be the same mouse for all I know, build a nest inside of our grill.
Oh, that's not cool. That's not
all right.
Yeah, because it's clean.
That's the problem.
And I have gotten maybe more adamant about cleaning my grill after that. And after this second time, I had to move the grill to a different location away from where I thought they had easier access. And so now,
why bother? Just get rid of the grill. You don't need it.
Jim, how dare you? The second time, I mean, it looked like a bird's nest. I open it up and I see this mouse head. Oof. I'm like, oh my God, again. So I'm not going to touch it. I go to the garage, I get a shovel. I come back and I pick up the nest off of, you know, the grate, and it's this huge nest. And as I'm carrying it off somewhere else, the mother comes out of the nest and she's got like six baby mice hanging off of her mouse teats, right? They're just suckling on her, and she jumps out of the nest, off the shovel, onto the ground, and scampers away with the babies hanging on by their teeth.
Six
to
on
her,
each side. She's
which had to had
that
to hurt.
Yeah, that could have felt good.
I don't know where they went.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
Do
where
you
they
live
went
next to a, like a big open field, or
I live next to woods. There's a lot of woods. Right.
Was this before or after you were grilling?
So you didn't lose your appetite. It was no. It's a good question. I went down to open the grill to grill that night, and needless to say, we did
thoughts.
Not. Yeah. Even if I had cleaned it right then and done all the stuff, there was no way I was grilling that.
She
night.
Didn't take out that.
I had to take like a day, and I'm like, nope, now take everything out. Mm. You know, power wash, scrub, all that stuff, and do it all over again.
Mice freak me out. Absolutely freak me out. Hate them.
I see, they don't bother me. I just there's something living in there. All right. So I will say this before we take your calls on this, and I'm sure we will, 617-779-0985. I have at times, you know, back in the dark ages when I was still using propane tanks and, you know, thought we were going to have steak. Oh, we're out of gas. We're going to... And my wife has done the steaks in a cast iron skillet, done the sear, and then finished them off in the oven.
It's legit, isn't it? Yes.
I'll say it. It's a better steak.
There you go.
Better steak.
There you go. It is.
Yeah.
They're not wrong.
Yeah.
Now, Jim says you don't want the cleanup. To me, it's not so much about the pan versus the grill. That's the same amount of clean. It's the grease that collects and stuff. And, you know, what kind of ventilation do you have in your kitchen? I get all that. But just for the actual quality of the food, they're not wrong.
Yeah, they're not.
They're not wrong.
It's just not fun to, you know, cook something on a skillet or a griddle. You want to be outside feeling like a man grilling something.
Yes.
90% of the problems with grilling is people use the heat. The heat's too high. You got to have low heat. Cook low heat. Just start earlier.
For some of these items, like chicken, you and I were discussing chicken before the show today, like skinless chicken.
Same thing,
And I did chicken last night and still ended up dry, and I was low heating them mugs. I had them on there for 20 minutes. I do have a meat thermometer.
Yeah.
I don't use it, though. I use the finger. I can just press down on that thing. I can tell how tender that meat is.
You don't need a thermometer to tell you.
Nah.
You go out of your way to clean the grill twice to not, and you don't like to grill a lot of things.
Correct.
And you don't use a meat thermometer.
No. I do not. I use it.
Sounds like you're doing it wrong.
I use it for frying the turkey, and that's it. That's the only thing I use a meat thermometer for.
You get what you deserve then, buddy. Sorry.
Gray Brooks, the man quoted at the beginning of this article. Chef and owner, Littler and Jack Tarr and the Colonel's Daughter, Durham, North Carolina. Obnoxious restaurant name. I half want to dismiss anything that he has to say. But he says, do not grill burgers. Way too much of the delicious beef fat winds up in the fire. When burgers are seared on a flat top or in a cast iron pan, that fat renders out, becomes a cooking medium, and helps form a really nice beefy crust. If you really want to cook burgers on the grill, which I totally understand, grilling is one of the coolest things to do in life, put a cast iron griddle on the grill. You can also grill the onions, which are a great way to get the smoky grill flavor on the burger.
It would look weird doing that. I think people would be like, okay, we're putting a griddle on the grill. to cook my burger. But if you want the best burger, that's what you would do. I get it. We had my parents own a barbecue restaurant for 34 years. They had a smoke pit. That we used hickory wood for to smoke everything, and it was on a rotisserie. So big racks of just plates, metal plates that would just go rotisserie style, around and around and around, and all the juices would drop into the food underneath it, giving it. So the fat would drop, but it would drop into the next meat that was underneath the rotisserie. And so you always kept the flavor and everything because of the rotisserie. Boom.
All right, so
a rotisserie grill.
I don't know that we're going to have anybody disputing this, but by all means, you feel free to weigh in on this. Sharks, Celtics, and just Nick has multiple questions for us, so we'll get to all of your calls as we continue here.
Senior U.S. Open too.
Oh yeah, yeah. You and I both have a story from when it was up in Salem here a couple
Senior
years
US
ago.
Open.
Okay, 617-779-0985.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hardy and Ted Johnson in for Zolak and Bertrand, 617-779-0985. Oh, my buddy Brian just texted me. Burgers on the grill cause insane flare-ups. Hate making burgers on the grill. He's right about that. The flare-ups are terrifying at times. Not a big fan of the flare-ups.
Just don't put your face in there.
What do you steam? Opening up the hood and just...
Yeah.
I don't want too much of the heat to escape.
Yeah. Just don't do that. You'll be fine.
All right. Sam has a grilling take here. They say don't put burgers on the grill. Go ahead, Sam. What do you think?
Love the show.
Thank you.
Hardy, love the show. You guys are great. One, you got to use charcoal, first and foremost. And if you do use charcoal, you got to set the burgers up on the outside so they're not directly over the heat to prevent those flare-ups. If you do have a flare-up, you just got to dump a little Coors Light or something on it.
I see.
Put the grease right out.
All right.
Now, if you do use a cookie sheet
or
as a griddle, you put those burgers in there. Once you get the burgers done, you roast some hot peppers, some onions, throw those right in the burger grease, and you're golden.
Oh.
That's how you make a great burger.
Oh, I like that. All right. Thank you, Sam. That's not bad. Andy Husbands from the smoke shop,
mm-hmm.
He brought in tailgate food for us last fall. It's like 6 foot, like his version of a steak bomb.
Oh, ridiculous, huh?
Well, it because it had like sausage in it too, and steak and cheese. I don't even like mushrooms.
Oof.
It was loaded with mushrooms and peppers. It was one of the best things I've ever eaten. But if you talk to him about grilling and barbecue stuff, he won't even look at you if you mention the word gas. It's all charcoal for these guys.
It's so insulting to even mention, huh?
I get that part of it. It's just, I'm kind of with
true
Jim.
Griller.
Like, part of the point of grilling is you get outside and you don't mess the entire kitchen in the process. Mm-hmm. Kind of bugs me when my wife wants to make all these, like, marinades and all this different stuff. I'm like, you know, it kind of defeats the purpose here. Just let me do it all outside. We have to do very little in the kitchen. Less for me to clean up later. Troy is surprised by something. What is it, Troy, in Dorchester? What do you have?
What's up, Hardy? Hardy, you're not even using propane. You said you're running a line from your kitchen to the grill?
No, a natural gas line on the outside of the house. The same gas that...
grilling.
What?
That's an extension of your kitchen. If you're not even using propane at this point. I mean, That's kind of crazy, you know.
Why?
Because you're cooking. The grill is supposed to be totally separate entity from the house cooking. And if you have a line, natural gas line set up as you would your stove, you're cooking on your stove.
Now, what would the difference be? Would it be okay if I had a propane tank?
It would be. I mean, no.
Okay, so you are anti gas grill. That's what this boils down to.
But you're not even, honey. It's not a. You have a small stove outside. You don't have a grill. You have a small stove.
It is a grill. It's a Weber grill.
No,
I bought it from Yale Appliance. It is 100% a grill.
The whole thing is it's about convenience. I mean, you're going to get propane, you don't have to go get propane. You don't have to wait for the charcoals to get hot. It's about convenience. We don't have time to grill like we used to, right?
Yes.
So I'm in a hurry, damn it. I want to eat. I want it to be convenient. I want it to be fast.
I've thought my propane tank might run out the last 10 times I've grilled. You know when you get to the point where it's so low that you're there? I have a backup, but I like to get them both filled up at once. But
well, then what's the point of having a backup? You get them filled intermittently. You've got one full.
No, I know.
I know.
It makes complete sense. the way it does. You get a little rush out of the propane roulette a little bit.
Until you've got like good steaks on there that are half cooked.
Yeah, then you
got
to go to the store and come back and finish them off.
Oh God, the worst, worst.
I can't believe anybody would have an issue with you having a gas line.
Yeah, the gas line for the grill. To me, of all the things to be offended by in this conversation.
Right. I see the charcoal versus gas, but...
Right. Natural gas versus propane, but there is no difference in my mind. Nick, what do you have for us?
All right, I was going to be a sarcastic jerk, and then you guys started talking about grilling, and I don't care what anyone says, but if your first name is a color, you're not allowed to be taken seriously about anything.
If your first
the first chef you brought up, his name's Grey Worm.
Okay, all right, I understand. What about Red Auerbach? Do you take him seriously?
No, he's a color.
All right,
he's got a hard and fast rule.
I'm glad Nick called. it doesn't matter.
He's a color.
You're my boy, Blue. No, not him either. Nobody.
Never. I've never. That's a Zolak irrational hate.
It is. Well, Zolak also
with names that are colors you don't like.
He also didn't like anybody whose first name ended in a vowel, until we pointed out that his son Brody, technically his name ends in a vowel, to which he then argued for an entire segment that Y was not a vowel, and it took his mother phoning him directly, a former English teacher. To say that not only was he wrong, but she had never been more disappointed in him in her life for him to get off of that particular tangent.
Forgive me. It's been a long time since I've been in school. But vowels are, it's basically taught to you A, E, I, O, U, and sometimes Y.
It's like anyone can repeat that past the age of, I would say, 6, you know?
Right. So sometimes it's a vowel, sometimes it's not, right?
Right. But he had a problem with all people whose name ended in a vowel until we pointed out Brody.
And then he didn't want to hear it, yeah.
Yeah, and then after that, it kind of got away from that. All right, we have a chef. He says we're okay grilling. Go ahead. This is Mark in Braintree. What do you got, Mark?
Hi, good afternoon, guys. Yeah, I got in my truck and I started hearing some of this stuff, and it started when the segment started about not grilling burgers, and that's just, I don't know who these chefs are that they interviewed, but the whole process of grilling a burger is so the fat drips into the heat, whether it's gas, charcoal, whatever, that burns off and gives it that smoky flavor.
I guess their argument is you're losing the fat, and if you're using a solid surface of some kind, you can even if it doesn't stay in the burger, you can use that fat to help cook the burger and retain more of the flavor.
Well, yeah, but it's kind of like splitting hairs. But to say not to grill burgers anymore, that's just, I don't know, that's just nonsense to me.
Where are
like,
you a chef, Mark? Where are you a chef?
I am actually a chef at 110 Grill.
Oh, ooh. Okay. He knows what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
I like 110 Grill.
Do you know what a grill mat is?
No, I've never heard of that. No.
I think I do, but Kent said they're important. I just want to make sure we know what a grill mat is. Go ahead, Kent. What do you have?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
So grill mat, I started at first as like a, I've seen a couple different styles. They're the ones that are like a copper kind of thing. Mine are black, and you just put them right over top of the grill. Like, I cook eggs in the morning on the grill. You can do eggs. You can do anything on these grill mats on the grill. It's amazing stuff. And then you can just basically rinse them right off.
Well, why wouldn't you just cook eggs in a pan in your kitchen, and you don't even have to get dressed, really?
Who says I'm getting dressed to go and cook on the grill?
Okay. I don't know what you're accomplishing by that. Do you get a nice smoky flavor in your eggs?
You can cook. I cook breakfast for dinner all the time. I don't know who doesn't, but breakfast for dinner is delicious. But okay. I was just proving a point where these grill mats come in handy, where you can, you know, keep that flavor of the fat. You don't have to have those flare-ups. It's a, you know, cheap and great fix for all those problems.
Okay, so
I'm looking at one now. It's $14.99.
All right, so just it's a surface to put down there.
It's a very
on the
thin
grill.
Copper mat.
So what are we allowed to grill? What can we put on those actual grates?
I was going to say, why are we stopping at hamburgers?
Hamburgers, like, chicken, everything. You can cook everything.
No.
Cook everything,
you mean for these people who say don't grill your burgers or your steaks or your shish kebabs or your chicken.
Did he ban hot dogs?
Something with a casing, maybe.
Did he ban that, though?
No, I haven't seen anything about hot dogs.
It said sausages. No sausages, right?
It said no sausages.
Okay.
Well, no peeled shrimp.
No peeled shrimp.
What are we left with?
Yeah, what the hell?
What are we left with? What are we allowed to put down on that thing?
Don't grill lettuce.
There you go.
I don't know why you'd grill lettuce, but don't grill it.
It's kind of it's a bit of a foo-foo thing now, but like grilled salads, they're serving those. I don't know. I don't get it. You ever do corn on the cob?
That I don't get.
You do corn on the cob on your grill?
Oh, yeah. All day, every day.
Beautiful. Really? You grill corn on the cob all day?
I'm a big fan of eating grilled corn. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
I don't know what we're left with. It's another good. All right. So more calls on this. More calls on the Celtics. Oh, wait a second. John has a way to keep mice out of the grill. Let's do this one quickly before Sarge and the Hub headlines. What do you got, John?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hardy, I heard you talking about getting the mice in your grill.
Yeah.
Rodents, they are attracted. They have a pheromone in both their droppings and urine that will attract other rodents. So what you got to do, make sure that Sarge doesn't come over, because
there you go. This has happened twice when I've been on with you, bud.
He was inferring.
He was,
I think, that
winding up.
Somehow you would put off some kind of a scent similar to rodent droppings, and I don't think that's true.
That's not.
Hell no.
I just scientifically, I think it's inaccurate.
Yeah, that's
okay?
Something.
Let's keep it factual.
Yeah, there you
Let's
go.
Keep it factual. At least even off the rails is one thing, but putting out misinformation, we won't stand for that.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Sarge with the Hub headlines here, and then more of Hardy and Ted filling in for Zoe and Beetle.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, everybody.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day.
Now, Zoe and Beetle go absolutely apex over this song. It's fine.
Awesome song.
I don't mind it.
I enjoy it. I like it.
Okay. It's okay.
You know what? It's a great karaoke song, too.
Is that a contradiction in terms? Great and karaoke?
Sure.
It's an awesome karaoke song. All right, let's pump it up even more.
Even more of a contradiction in terms.
Is it weird that I've never once experienced a karaoke experience?
No, I think that makes you a probably a happier person.
Yeah.
Beatle does a karaoke event every year for a charity, and it's a wonderful charity, and they do a great job with it. And I tell them, I said, you know, at some point I'm going to tap out of this thing because of the karaoke. I cannot.
Which is the main kind of thing for the whole event,
it's
right?
Not. It's, quite frankly, I find it to be intrusive and a bit obnoxious.
Okay.
Everyone's standing around talking, and there's someone
money,
like right? screaming, you know, like the lyrics to a song. And it's just, then you feel compelled to pay attention and like, you know, act like it's good. And some people are really good at it, but, you know, for the most part, it's not good. It's not good.
Nah, it really isn't.
I mean, is there karaoke etiquette, songs you do, or do you, I mean, do you, I don't know, is there, you've done it a few times?
From what I remember,
Sarge probably hosts
time.
Karaoke.
I can, yes.
And you just let yourself.
You mean Beatles one? Beatles
well,
one.
Just, have you,
oh, yeah, many times, yeah.
But, so you're a many-time karaoke. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to get a few in me, though.
But I feel like when I mentioned karaoke, you like lit up.
Though. Oh, yeah.
Like, you love it.
Absolutely. Okay, I enjoy just going out to karaoke.
That seems about
night.
Right. Yeah.
that fits, Sarge.
That tells you a lot about what you need to know about karaoke.
Yeah, I just enjoy going out to it, too.
Sarge loves it.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I enjoy watching people have a good time enjoying themselves mm-hmm. with the karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I got to check it out.
And everything oh, that, yeah. yeah, right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Have a nice good. Mai Tai with a Ted, you know, good. Tropical drink.
Ted, what's your U.S. Senior Open story?
I think a little over my skis when I said I had a great story. I don't. I enjoyed going to that venue. I was there with my dad, and I've already told you the story. I was friendly with Hale Irwin, and I got to hang out with Hale behind the ropes at the U.S. Senior Open.
I've never been behind the ropes at an event.
He invited me
so
and my dad to walk with him.
So good.
And Salem Country Club, I mean, when they get it ready for a tournament, it's a beautiful golf course. You
yeah.
know, it's
Oh, you got your work cut out for you walking that course, though.
Oh, yeah. It's very it's very hilly. But it was very cool that in a major, in a setting like that, he invited us behind the ropes for the last couple holes. And
awesome.
It was really, really cool.
I played in the media day. My friend Steve Fryer had got me in on the media day, and we were doing all that stuff. And it was one of the... among the worst golf I've ever played. Yeah, I just wanted it to end. I was so embarrassed for myself and felt so bad. It was just,
I hate being there, man.
And I had to remind myself, nobody really cares yeah. how you're playing. It's such a self-absorbing sport. But when we went to the actual event, I brought my daughter and her friend who would have been both, what, 9 at the time, mm-hmm. something like that. And they're going along. They're being good sports, you know, Senior Open, not necessarily what they wanted to do, but... okay, they're into it enough, but still, we're on the grounds for 5 minutes, and they both want ice cream, my daughter and her friend. I'm like, oh, okay, you know.
Those are the best ideas.
Yeah, I just see, you know, I see guys going, you know, there's Jerry Kelly, and there's,
yeah,
you know, let's, all right, I got to find ice cream. And I'm like kind of saying it out loud, and this voice says, oh, I understand you young ladies are looking for ice cream. And turn around and he says, well, what you want to do, you have that color wristband, so you can go right in there and blah, blah, blah. And I look up and I said, oh. I said, girls, say thank you to Mr. Evans, because Dwight Evans had just unsolicited given my girls, or my girl and her uh-huh. friend, my daughter and her friend, directions to go get ice cream. He was working there as a volunteer.
You're kidding.
No, he's a member. Dewey Evans, he's a member at Salem.
That's a great membership.
But it's just like...
very cool.
It's not like he didn't have to. He just overheard the yeah. conversation and saw that these two young girls wanted ice cream, and he took it upon yeah. himself to direct them. And they're like, did you know him? I'm like, everybody knows him. Don't worry about it. Just say thank you, and I'll explain who he is later.
Did you have an opinion on Dwight Evans before that, and then after that encounter, it changed one way or the other?
Yeah, my opinion on Dwight Evans was he was Dwight Evans, and who doesn't like Dwight Evans?
Okay.
And I like him even more now.
Liked him even more.
Yeah, so there it is.
There you go.
All right, let's grab some more calls here. The whole grilling notion that you can't grill burgers, you shouldn't grill burgers, steaks, anything where you're going to lose the juices, I don't know. Danny in Bellingham, weigh in on this, because we don't know what we can grill anymore.
Yeah, guys. So a big part that some people are missing is when you're grilling, part of grilling is you're getting that char. That char is basically, it's like a seasoning. You
the
know, you
sear,
wanna,
yeah.
It's a sear. Well, there's a difference. There's the sear that you get in the cast iron. There's that char, which is when it's actually burning.
Okay.
You only get that over an open flame.
Okay.
But when you're cooking over in a grill, it's a very dry heat. So you don't want to cook a burger that's like 93%, you know, 7% fat. You if you're going to cook a burger on the grill, you want like an 80-20 because it's going to dry it out, so you want high fat. You're going to do a steak on the grill, you want like a New York strip that's still got the fat on there and some good marbling. You wouldn't do like a filet on the grill. There's no fat. It's going to dry out in an instant. So a big part of whether or not you're going to grill something or you're going to want to do it in the cast iron is if it has a high fat level. If it's got a low fat level, like a boneless chicken breast,
right?
You don't want to grill that because it's going to dry out on you in an instant.
Keep it off
Another
the grill.
Another thing with the grill, when you're searing it, you want to see a high heat. I think Nick or somebody said earlier, if you're grilling, you want to do all low heat. You're basically turning your grill into an oven.
That was
Jim. You want to do high heat. You want to get that char on it, and then you can lower it or put it off flame and let it finish cooking, kind of like when you transfer the cast iron into the oven to finish cooking after you get the sear. So you finish cooking your steak on the side of the grill after you get your char.
Danny, thank you so much.
It makes a big difference. The fat content is really the main thing you want to look at when you decide.
I'm not surprised that a guy who has a spare propane tank that he does not keep filled is also doing his grilling wrong.
He's right with the steak. He's right with the steak. You want to do that? You want to do the steak that way because you don't need it cooked all the way through.
Well, you want the
fat. But chicken, if you're doing skinless chicken, you have to keep it on low heat or it's going to burn or dry out.
It's going to dry out anyway.
It's not.
You're turning it into an oven. He just said.
Where are you going to cook the chicken then? Where are you cooking this skinless
chicken? I'm not cooking it on the grill anymore.
Where are you cooking it though?
I'll cook it in the oven from now on.
Exactly. So you put it on low heat.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. He just walked you right into that.
But in some kind of a casserole dish or something.
I do think, though, I disagree. I think the burgers come up at a low heat. Let them cook for a long time.
I'm not sure we're helping.
What the chefs
hurting,
have to say means nothing right to now. You.
I think it's a preference thing, partially, too.
I don't even know what this what Jim in the car is trying to say here, maybe because of the way the intern spelled it. Go ahead. What do you got, Jim?
I'm talking about a sous vide method for cooking steaks.
Sous vide?
Sous vide, S-O-U-S-V-I-D-E.
You spelled it right. All right, go ahead.
It's a sous vide is a device that you it's used by a lot of high-end restaurants to prepare a steak to a specific temperature before you finish it in the grill, on the grill, or in a frying pan. Basically, what you do is you take the steak, you vacuum seal it in a bag, you put it in a water bath in the sealed bag, you put in the sous vide device and set the temperature to, let's say, for medium rare on a steak, 129 degrees. The sous vide device.
Hold on a second.
Water.
Hold on a second. You tell me that Del Frisco's puts their steaks in a bag and dunks them in water?
Absolutely.
There's no way. I don't believe it.
I think you might be right, man.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't believe they're putting those steaks in a Ziploc bag.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of work.
Got to bring it back in the kitchen to see it firsthand then, huh?
Have you ever seen the movie Burnt?
No.
Oh. No?
What's it about?
It's about a chef. And he's a chef in, I believe, in somewhere in London. And they did all their cooking when they put food in their bags to contain everything inside and to keep all the flavoring in. Yeah. And the most high-end restaurants.
You ever seen the movie Independence Day?
Yeah.
Yes.
There is a Twitter account that has been set up here recently that is tweeting essentially in real time, according to the movie, the events leading up to essentially once again declaring our Independence Day against the alien invaders. So this goes back to, I think, just July 1st. And here's the first tweet from the feed. President Whitmore's approval rating has fallen below 40% for the first time during his term after his much-lauded crime bill failed in the Senate last week. Re-election not looking promising for the Gulf War veteran. And if you'll remember, Bill Pullman, as President Whitmore, mm-hmm. was having all these things happen as the kind of lead-up, okay? And that there have been now 103 tweets. July 2nd, the report from SETI is claiming that this signal is about 375,000 kilometers from the moon. These nerds are crazy. Yeah, you keep going up and up and up until finally things are spotted over the cities. 23 hours ago, breaking from Washington, President Whitmore will address the nation at 3 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. 22 hours ago, Fox 11 in L.A. reports that a crop duster pilot has been arrested for dropping leaflets over a government building in rural San Bernardino County. The pilot, Russell Cass, was ranting incoherently about an alien invasion. This is a real-time Twitter account following the events of the movie Independence Day, which is most recently 35 minutes ago. Source, Air Force One has diverted its route toward Las Vegas. I can't believe this thing only has 391 followers, but I will retweet the last tweet and you can follow
it
along.
It has 392 now?
I followed it earlier this morning.
Okay. All right. Gotcha.
I think this guy is onto something and he deserves more attention than he's getting. All right. What do we got? Time for one more call, Jim? Couple more? All right. We still have today's takeaways to take care of. No fake promos. We're not going to do 3 days worth of fake promos from the week. So I'll give you your chance here, your choice.
Yeah.
We're either going to do Celtics, we're going to do more on grilling, or we're going to do a guy who found a rat in his grill.
Yeah, let's not do that one. Let's keep it just with the grilling.
Okay.
We don't have a whole lot of time left. People are like talking about grilling, I think.
Howard in Amesbury.
Hey, Hardy. Hey, Ted. Good afternoon. Whatever happened to just putting the meat on the end of a stick over a fire? But
like the kids in Stand By Me. They did it with ground beef.
So, Hardy, I had I'm 59, and we had the hose attached to the house as a kid growing up, and it was great. It was awesome. I mean, I liked it. And I just want to do the name drop thing. Ted, as a kid, my dad had a good friend, and I got to meet Reggie Smith when I was a kid going to the dugout. And I also grew up with David Silverman, who's the exclusive photographer for the Patriots.
I know David,
And Hardy, great thing. That really made me laugh about the grill that attaches to the house because, you know, grilling is simple. I don't know why everybody makes a big deal about
it. I don't know why it makes a difference if you have a natural gas hookup or a propane. It shouldn't. Hold on. This guy worked at Del Frisco's. He's going to tell us if they put their steaks in a bag and dunk them in water.
They do.
Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, no, they broil them.
No.
They broil them.
All right.
Okay, thank
just
you.
Like
you
think.
Maybe just that location, but... Yeah. We never put them in a bag.
Thank you. Thank you.
I just thought maybe because to me, Del Frisco steak is like on another level. You know, it might be the best steak.
There are a handful. I mean, I just say Del Frisco's because the Del Frisco's in Las Vegas is my favorite restaurant in the world. That's it.
How about the one down here in the Seaport? You been to that one?
Delightful.
Yeah,
delightful.
It's awesome.
Had a birthday party for my wife there some years ago. It was, I mean... Yeah. Everybody thought it was fantastic. I mean, around town, Smith and Walensky, you're going to get there. Ruth's Chris. Right. Ruth's Chris does a great steak. Abe and Louie's, great steakhouses. I just used Del Frisco's as
But I think what can separate, in my opinion, the one great steakhouse
Morton's.
From the next
Jesus.
Is...
Morton's, yep. Grill 23.
Is the sides. Del Frisco's sides are excellent. Cream corn. You have cream corn at your steakhouse. I'm coming to see you, man.
The blue cheese mac and cheese off the menu, but they'll still make it for you.
Capital Grill, too.
There you go.
Okay. All right. Capital Grill. What are we talking about here? Capital Grill. Of course. Thank you. Today's takeaways are next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, today's takeaway is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, the proven program that'll fit into your summer while helping you fit into your bathing suit. Lose weight starting your very first week. I'm headed down to the Quincy location right after the show today, going to see Jamie. They get locations in Newton, Peabody, Quincy, Littleton, Seekonk, and now their new one in Government Center, Awaken180WeightLoss.com. Hardy.
What?
It's you got a takeaway. I don't got one.
Oh, yeah. Paul in New Hampshire. Here he is.
Hey, what's going on, Hottie and Ted? I want to just say one thing right off. The both of you look great, but Ted, you are cut. You look like you put some pads on and stop playing.
I appreciate
the beginning
that.
Of the season. I mean, the barely was. You're cut, dude. But anyways, I'm going to talk about the shock thing and all that. What's happening is the waters are getting warmer. There's a thing now about lobsters. You're not finding them in Maine and New Hampshire anymore. They're going up towards Canada. And this is why we're getting shocks. When I was a kid, I talked to Zolak about this. I used to go to the Cape every 2 weeks in the summer. Sure. No one even cared about that. You know what I mean?
Not a big
deal. Today, I wouldn't even put my, I'll not even go to my shin. But they're talking about trying to do birth control with these seals. There's so many of them up there.
Yep.
And I talked to Zolak about why they won't let you hunt them. There's some people that'll eat them. I don't know. I probably wouldn't. I've never tried one, but okay. It's crazy.
You know, I often
call the day, man.
I often get on Beetle for not having a quick enough trigger finger.
You let him go, man.
That's on me.
Yeah.
That's on me. I'll take ownership of that one. All right. Hey, Ted, this was fun, man.
Enjoyed it, Hardy.
Yeah, a couple
Enjoy
of days
your
this
fourth.
Week. I'm sure.
Gentlemen, happy Independence Day.
Thank you. Same to you. Thank you to everybody else. Happy 4th of July. Felger and Maz coming up next. And, Ted, I'm sure I'll be seeing more of you this summer, my friend.
Looking forward to it, bud.
Bye, buddy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Straightforward.
You lose too, big boy.
No holds barred.
I'm starting to think this guy's a con man.
Sports talk.
I got it. All right, I got it.
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You want to go full suck at Felger Friday?
I need some music for that, right?
Like, if you want.
Right, yeah.
Like, what kind of music?
To the free Friday. Like, how do you, I don't know, how do you start the show? Like something, one of those weird, don't they play the
Pearl Jam song, typically.
Yeah. Kind of started with that and then roll, but I kind of like
it. Oh, we need an opening thought.
Oh, hold on, let me get set up here.
It's Friday.
I'm wiping down. You want to go first or should I?
I'll go first.
Good, and you?
You want me to go?
Yeah, let's get past the pleasantries.
who wants to go first?
Jimmy, go ahead, release the hounds. I'm all set up.
No, phone lines are open.
I'm wiped
now.
Down. That rich shirt leave, he's a disgusting human being.
617-779-0985.
Like animals in here.
Call early, call often today on this Friday.
Yep.
We'll leave it open to you.
Sleeves, how you doing? Coffee boy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.